Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Depression to Drive. You know that feeling when your mind's racing a million miles an hour, but your body just wants to crash on the couch? Yeah, we've all been there. But today, I want to talk about something that can actually help us navigate those rough patches, self-care. It's not just bubble baths and face masks, although those are pretty awesome. Self-care is about actively prioritizing your mental well-being, and trust me, it makes a world of difference. Now, before we dive in, I gotta ask, how often do you genuinely put yourself first? Ever feel like you're constantly giving and giving without recharging your own batteries? That's where self-care comes in. It's about filling your cup so you can keep pouring out the best version of yourself for the people and things you care about. So, let's break it down. 5 key takeaways that'll help you level up your self-care game. First up, define what works for you. Self-care isn't a one-size-fits-all kind of deal. What recharges one person might drain another. Maybe it's curling up with a good book, hitting the gym, or spending time in nature. It could even be something as simple as taking a few minutes each day to just breathe and clear your head. The key is finding activities that genuinely nourish your soul. Next, schedule it in. I know, you're probably thinking, Jake, life's already hectic. When am I supposed to squeeze this in? Here's the thing, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Treat it like any other important appointment and block out time in your calendar. Even 15 minutes a day can make a huge difference. Third, learn to say, no. This one can be tough, but it's crucial for protecting your energy. You don't have to say yes to every request or commitment. It's okay to politely decline and prioritize your own well-being. Remember, you're not being selfish, you're being responsible. Number 4, unplug regularly. We live in a world of constant connectivity, but it can take a toll on our mental health. Take breaks from social media, emails, and the endless news cycle. Give your mind a chance to rest and recharge. And finally, be kind to yourself. This is probably the most important takeaway of all. We're all human, and we make mistakes. Don't beat yourself up over setbacks. Instead, practice self-compassion and treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. Ever had one of those weeks where everything seems to be going wrong? Maybe work deadlines were piling up, your personal life was feeling chaotic, and you just wanted to crawl under the covers and hide. Yeah, we've all been there. I remember one time, I had this huge presentation coming up at work, but I was completely overwhelmed. I was barely sleeping, constantly checking my email, and felt like I was drowning in stress. I tried pushing through it, thinking that if I just worked harder, everything would be fine. But eventually, I hit a wall. I couldn't focus, I was irritable, and my anxiety was through the roof. That's when I realized I needed to take a step back and prioritize self-care. I took a day off work, went for a hike in nature, listened to some calming music, and spent time journaling. It wasn't about solving the problems, it was about giving myself space to recharge and clear my head. And guess what? When I came back to work, I felt refreshed, more focused, and able to tackle those deadlines with a clearer mind. Remember folks, self-care isn't a luxury, it's an investment in your well-being. It's about showing yourself the same love and care you would offer to someone you cherish. So, take those moments for yourself, whether it's reading that book, taking a walk, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. You deserve it. Today's episode is all about reminding you that prioritizing your mental health is not selfish, it's essential. Make self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine, and watch how much more energized, focused, and fulfilled you feel. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who might need to hear these words today. Let's spread the message of self-love and support. Until next time, keep driving towards a brighter tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.